Hey, Tomo, it's been interesting watching a couple of these young Sydney players who have been in their system for a couple of years find homes elsewhere through this trade period. Matthew Dick is one of those, ex-Swan. Masson and Boy, I believe he is, who's found his way to the Carlton
Good
Footy
part
Club.
Of the world.
Good part of the world.
Great part of the world.
And young Matthew Dick joins on the show. Good morning to you, Matty.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Have I got that right? You're a Masson and Boy?
Absolutely, you have, Murray. Yeah.
Well, you'd be tough, Matty. Obviously, a Kyneton lad, having played up on the mountain there a few times, my man. You would have been kicking the hailstones and the snow off the ground to get a kick as a junior.
Yeah, exactly right. Up in the bushes, but no, it's a great part of the world.
Oh, good on you.
So what was the you're up in Sydney for a couple of years in that outstanding environment up there? Was it wanting to come home? A lack of opportunities? Just that kind of professional footballer frustration that saw you want to come home?
Yeah, a bit of both, really. The past year was frustrating for me. I was playing some pretty good footy. And obviously it's hard breaking into a team that's won 19 games on the trot. So that was hard. But also coming home to family and friends, that was a big drawing for me.
Matty, did you just look at the team itself? And I know coming home, obviously, it's going to be great to be around family and friends and back in the comfort zone, no doubt. But did you look at that team and halfback flank or wing, the positions that you've made your own in the seconds team up there in Sydney? Did you just think to yourself, you know what, there is a really long road ahead here?
Yeah, it was a little bit. There's obviously some great names up at the Swans, but playing in the twos, it was great experience for me training along those next to those guys.
I was going to ask you, what's it like playing in the twos up there when you're playing in the different competition? No doubt down here, the guys are playing in the VFL. Most teams have still got their own following and those sort of things. What is the competition like up there?
It's probably not as strong as the AFL would like it. Having to travel to Canberra every couple of weeks where the competition isn't as strong. But we do play the GWS, Brisbane and Gold Coast reserve teams, and they're obviously of a good standard. So it's not too bad, but I think playing in the VFL would advance your development a lot more.
It's always awkward asking a bloke to tell us what they think they do well as a footballer, Matty, but what are the strong suits in your skill set, do you think?
Oh, just reading the play off half-back and then using my speed and kicking leg to break the lines. That's something I see as a big attribute to me. And hopefully that's something I can bring to Carlton.
That seems to be something they've tried to address. Obviously, their age profile is something they've been really conscious of, but that rebounding type, good kicking defender, set-up type player, that does seem to be the type of player that Mick Malthouse has been keen to bring into the group. Was that the information that was kind of passed over to you?
Yeah, it was a little bit. I think definitely they just want a bit of speed in the legs, being able to break the lines, but in the AFL world at the moment, if you can't kick, then the ball just gets turned over and goes the other way very quickly. So I think that's something very important at the moment.
And, Matty, we in the media get a really good look at Mickey Malthouse. His after-match press conferences, we see a different Mick each and every week. Have you had a chance to sit down and have a chat with a great man and your initial thoughts?
Yeah, I did get to sit down with Mick, and I was incredibly impressed. He came to me and put a very positive stamp on my game and also on the club and for the future of the club. So it was very, very encouraging for me, and that was something that helped me with my transition into the club.
Mate, good luck. You get a second crack at it at a club that's, you know, looking to promote youth from around the place. So we wish you all the very best, Matthew. Thanks for coming on the show and having a chat about it all.
Sweet. Thanks very much.
Good luck, Matty.
Good luck, Matty Dick.
Good Macedon man.
D-listed free agent from Sydney, finds his way to Carlton, gets a second chance at it. And
fantastic.
We wish him all the very best.
Certainly do.
It's time for the 7:30 news. Shannon Burns.